Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And Tallgrass Motors, along with Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, bringing you this morning's Community Connection on 1400 K1. We are round figures about a month away from the Relay for Life for Nowata Osage in Washington counties. And to give us some reminders and a little bit more information on what's going on, Linda Dalzell. Linda, coordinator, how do I describe you as your job description here?
Well, the job that I like the best is captain of my team.
I like
my
that part.
Mad Dog Dalzell team. But I'm also on the planning committee.
Okay.
And in that job, I'm trying to do some PR, community outreach.
Well, you've got, it seems to have been a Dalzell family project. I talked to your son a few weeks ago. So
yes, you did.
It's a great cause, and American Cancer Society, the recipient of the funds raised. I try to always kind of draw the line here. Most fundraisers, if we're raising money for, I don't care, elder care or the Red Cross or a lot of other organizations, so we try to stress that the money goes right here for Washington, Osage, and Nowata counties. Very little of what was raised for Relay for Life stays here, although there some of it does, but it goes for research money, and that is we're not conducting a whole lot of cancer research in Bartlesville, America.
Right, that's right. And it goes for the research to find the causes and the cures. It also goes for an advocacy to talk to the lawmakers to try to get them to pitch in, too. So it's a widespread thing.
Right.
But now, we do some services here.
The Look Good, Feel Better program and probably mm-hmm. a few other things that I am not aware of. But so, yes, some of the money does stay here for local use, local cancer patients, local families. But that's not the main cause of what we're talking about.
Right. And it also goes for transportation to for cancer patients to go for treatments and for their families to have a place to stay.
And I want to just to emphasize that. So we're doing some, we're helping a lot of people, but ultimately to find cures and prevention for various forms of cancer. And we have made progress. We've come a long way, baby.
Yes, we have. The percentages are much better.
Yeah, but we're not there yet. And
right.
So we're going to keep relaying until we get the job done.
That's right. That's the goal.
It is the goal. Uh-huh. Relay for Life, roughly a month away. It is Saturday evening, May 18th. And we've talked about this before, Johnstone Park Pavilion, right?
It is. Well, last year we did it at the new pavilion, mm-hmm. and that was a big hit with everybody. So we're doing that again. We're having food trucks instead of the on-site food fundraisers, mm-hmm. and we're doing that again. But we are changing it up a month earlier and earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and let's talk about that because that is a change. We're starting, is it 4 o'clock? Is that right?
4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we'll go till 10.
Okay.
Instead of the all-night walk.
Well, that does get you up earlier for church.
Well, that's true.
because usually if you've walked all night, you are find me a bed right now.
And traditionally we've had it on Friday night.
Right.
Now we're having it Saturday. So a lot of our people who needed to leave the next morning to go to a reunion or something won't have that problem. But I think the main reason we wanted to change it was for survivors, because it's just been too hot, it's been too late, and,
I agree.
Extra care.
And opening ceremonies for a relay event, usually you've got somebody with a little bit of an inspirational presentation telling their story. But,
yes.
But one of the best things for me anyway is, yes, it's a fundraiser, and I'm not discounting that a bit, but one of the best parts of being at Relay is to see that line of survivors to take that first survivor's lap.
Oh, yes. And usually it does follow the survivor talk,
mm-hmm.
the opening ceremony. And if people will come out, survivors, we want to encourage survivors to come and register, and you'll get a purple T-shirt and join the walk. Your name will be read, and it's inspirational.
It really is.
And it makes you feel good to see your community there with you.
And just that you look at the number of survivors that typically show up, it is always a long line of people. And you see somebody that maybe their cancer event was, I don't care, 15, 20 or longer years ago, and you, wait a minute, they're perfectly healthy. I didn't realize they had cancer.
That's right. And sometimes I see around town, I'll see someone that you can tell is going through treatment. And I just want to say, you're not going to look like this next year. You know, you're going to look good. You're going to have hair. your color will be back, and you can see that in the crowd of purple T-shirts.
And I think that is so important. And I have talked with a number of survivors over the years, and to hear them tell their story, and most of them don't mind talking about their story at all because they realize that it encourages somebody else.
Yes. Last year, I gave my talk and as a survivor and a caregiver, and I'm glad to say I don't have to do that again.
Then I won't ask you.
Okay.
But it is, I think caregiver stories are just as worthwhile because you get to hear their story. They went through the darkness of the cancer with their cancer patient, and those are stories that I think are equally, if not sometimes more inspirational than the survivor story themselves.
It is, and we also try to honor our caregivers, and the survivor walk is followed by a caregiver walk. We would like all the caregivers to come, whether you still are or not, to come and join the survivors for one more lap.
Mm-hmm. I think that really, and there are probably pictures all over Facebook every year of that survivor's lap from probably every relay in the country or around the world. But I encourage people to come out there, listen to the survivor talk, listen to and be there and applaud all the way through that survivor lap for those folks because they did a lot of work to be able to be there and tell their story.
That's right. And you can tell your story just by coming out, you know, just be there, wear your purple shirt. You'll have a conversation, you'll make a new friend. And we try to, we always have a place in the shade for the survivors. We have refreshments, a place to gather, somewhere to sit.
Mm-hmm. And, okay, so some of you may say, well, you know, I've been there, I've done that. I got 20 years worth of shirts or whatever. Well, you don't have this one.
You don't have this one. It'll have a new slogan. It'll have a new name.
And it's important. We need you to come out and bring your presence to this year's Survivor Lap, just to see that big throng of survivors out there every year.
It's good for the survivors themselves, and you can be an inspiration for someone else, like you said.
Yeah.
It's good.
It is good, really. And it's an opportunity to celebrate and honor the cancer survivors and just be an encouragement for them. And like you said, the shaded area, it's earlier in the evening. So walk me through the schedule a little bit. 4 o'clock, it starts with, I assume, the presentation, the welcome from, just thank you for coming out today.
Yes, I think so. We're still in the planning stage as far as, because normally, our opening ceremony leads to the luminary lighting, you know, that goes on through till dark.
Right.
Well, we're going to be early today, we're going to end with the luminary ceremony.
Okay.
And we'll be selling those. The first thing for survivors to do is to register when they get there. And so that we know you're there, we can read your name. But we're also selling the luminary sacks out there for $5 each. Mm-hmm. That's a fundraiser for the American Cancer Society. We personalize them, and we encourage to have in honor of survivors. We do a second category in memory of those we've lost to cancer. And a new third category this year is in appreciation of. And that can be a caregiver, medical person, family member, someone who has supported cancer patients.
Okay.
So as far as walking you through, we're going to have games. I don't know the exact schedule yet.
Oh, and sometimes even if you publish a schedule that at, I don't care, 8:15 you're going to do this. Mm-hmm. Well, something else happened that at 7:22 it says, no, I think we're going to do it now. You know,
yeah, we do that a lot, right? And we have a DJ, and so there'll be music throughout the night. And this year we're going to do something a little different. We're going to have some live music too, some youth singers that are really, really good. And I can't give you their names right now. I wouldn't want to leave anyone out.
I understand. And besides that, a little bit of mystery is not all bad.
That's right.
So that's kind of the early part of it. But with the food trucks the ones that are committed now, and I'm sure there are more that are going to sign on,
yes.
Sounds like you're going to have a variety of food items for us.
We are. We're going to have dessert-type food and dinner food, hamburgers or hot dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I'm not going to say the names because we are still working on that. I was in contact with someone this morning that says she has two in place, but I didn't follow up and say which two.
Okay, well, then at this one more reason for you to come out to Relay and see what's going on. Talking with Linda Dalzell, talking about Relay for Life, coming up roughly a month from now, May 18th, at the Johnstone Pavilion. Relay for Life for Nowata, Washington, and Osage counties, and we want all three counties to be well represented with teams. We'll talk with teams. We'll talk a little bit more about how you can get involved with maybe your sponsorship dollars as well when we continue on a Community Connection coming up in just a moment.
Announcing the new Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma. Two of Oklahoma's premier orthopedic experts, Central State Orthopedics and Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, EOC, have now merged to become Oklahoma's premier orthopedic healthcare expert, Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, PLLC. So if you're in need of back surgery, knee, or hip replacement, call the specialist at Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma now offers the best orthopedic care in the state. And I should know, it's where I had my back surgery. So whether you're in need of back surgery, hip or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma, located in the Natalie Building at 65th and Yale. Call 918-494-9300. Advanced Orthopedics of Oklahoma.
And continuing a Community Connection on 1400 K1, again talking with Linda Dalzell for the Relay for Life for Nowata, Washington, and Osage County. Linda, it's important that all three counties participate. It sometimes gets real easy to make it a Bartlesville event and not even remember that, Copan is here or Ramona is here. But even more importantly, we need to remember Delaware is here, or you pick the community from Nowata County. You pick the community that Pawhuska is here and invited, or I don't care any other part of any of the three counties. We want you all, right?
We do. We want you all. And we have a good representation from Nowata County, mm-hmm. because our team lead, Jimmy Woody, is from Nowata.
Okay.
Linda Wickham lives in Nowata, and she's on the committee also. And so that's two teams right there also. Mm-hmm. But we don't have anybody from Osage County at this point, and we really need Pawhuska and other areas represented. And we'd love to have new teams. And it's so easy to have a team. I started a team in my living room, and that was 18 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah. And we just raise money by donations. You can have garage sales, fundraisers, big or small.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to raise $100 per person so you can have your Relay t-shirt, but it's flexible.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's as important that you participate as it is that you raise money, because if you're out there, you get to talk about it to your friends, to your coworkers, and even after they see the t-shirt, after you participated and they see the t-shirt in September, they say, oh, Relay for Life, I remember that. I need to give next time.
Yes, and they do that. They do. They give without asking what. Of course, I mean, you have to work at it too, but the first year that we had a team, we struggled to make our $100 a person, and now it just flows. People are used to us, our family members know, and it's such a fun event, and it's the one time a year that you get together with that group of people that you're sure of, you know,
mm-hmm.
and it's a good thing to do.
It is a good thing to do, and, asking $10 people for $10 is not that difficult a task, because you say American Cancer Society, and in general, people are ready to open their wallet and help out.
They are. And when we started, our team was younger, of course, and most of them worked in the school system. And they would put their little list out in the break room, and the money or the sales would just come, you know. So
yeah.
It's fairly easy to do.
It is fairly easy to do. Uh-huh. And if you, I don't care, tweet it or put it on Facebook, hey, I'm raising money for the American Cancer Society, people generally find a way to get a hold of you.
They do. A lot of people are doing it online now.
Mm-hmm.
And another position that I'm holding is team coach. And I would be glad to help anyone learn how to start a team and work a team.
You can start a work team, you can start a neighborhood team, you can make it a family team, or mm-hmm. or just gather, six or eight friends together and say, just call it a friends team, right?
That's right. Mine is a friends team, friends and family. We'd love to see some youth groups from churches come out, or school groups, we need youth. to help us set up.
You're right. We always need a few younger people to help with setup because whether it's setting up the luminaries or maybe a tent or something just to make it work as a headquarters for a team, you need some setup help.
We do. And we try to have someone from each team on the track all the time. Now, I'm saying the track, but now it's a sidewalk. Mm-hmm. You know, it's to surround the pavilion
right.
All the time. Someone should be walking from each team.
And again, that's not generally that difficult because instead of a 12-hour event, it's a 6-hour event. And so it makes that walking just that many fewer steps all the way around.
That's right. And you see a friend and you jump up and you walk a lap with them. And it's a good thing to keep it going all night.
It is. It's a way to encourage each other. And it's still an opportunity to tell the story of a cancer patient's survival through the cancer process, too. You know, you're there raising money for them. You mentioned the luminaries either in honor of or in memory of. But you can buy a luminary again for what? How much are they now this year?
They're $5 a piece.
What I was thinking.
Mm-hmm. And they'll be lining the track. We try to get the ones we've sold ahead will line the track early. And then they're added as they're sold throughout the night. And at dark, the ceremony will begin. And the names of those in memory of will be read. Mm-hmm. And we always do a silent lap. There's a certain order that they're lit. And then you can stand with your own luminaria.
Mm-hmm.
And as the lights go down, you walk that silent lap. And then this year that will end our event.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
It ends it on a quiet note.
It does, and it's my favorite part. I love that part. It's solemn, but it's the reason we're there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, it's Relay for Life. It's coming up roughly a month from now, May 18th. You gave me a different. I was thinking you were going to give me your phone number, but you gave me somebody else's a point of contact if people would like to register a team, right?
Yes, and I would like to give mine also, but okay. Our American Cancer Society staff partner is Susan Erler.
Mm-hmm.
Her number is 918-691-0280. And her email, susan.erler@cancer.org.
Okay.
You can get a hold of her for any of the topics we've discussed today. But if anybody that knows me wants to just go straight to me, that's fine too. 918-335-0647. Leave me a message. I'll be happy to help you with the luminary sacks, a team, sponsorship, anything.
And if necessary, you'd probably go to their place of work or whatever and help them say, hey, you and you and you and you, can you help me form a team?
I'd love that. I'd love to help do that.
Linda Dalzell with us this morning. Linda, let's get one more thing. We need to mention some sponsors. And I know there's still more sponsor opportunities. You never have enough, but right. This year it seems like you're in particular need of a few more sponsors.
We are. We're in need of a few more sponsors, and we need our sponsors we've had before to come back. There's 8 levels of opportunity, and you
wow.
can. I know. So you can do as little as $100 and be a friend of Relay track sign, and then going on up into the thousands, of course. But we really encourage sponsorship from our local businesses. We need corporate sponsors. It's a good thing to do. And corporate sponsors can also then encourage their employees to have a team
mm-hmm.
and help them with that.
Sure.
So
it's an opportunity for one more recognition for your business. It's important. We do see those signs at an event. We do notice who the sponsors are.
Right. And you notice those names on the back of the T-shirts also. And then you'll see that all year long as people wear their shirts around town.
Now, I know those shirts have to be printed. You try to hold it until the last possible minute, but sooner or later you got to get those logos to the printer.
Yes. And it's going to be in April that we need to know who our sponsors will be for the printing. But like you said, we can hold it. You know, we hold it and hold it. So.
Yeah, but again, Liz, it's
getting close.
It's getting close. So uh-huh. I would say you didn't give me a date, so I'm going to say as soon as possible.
Yes.
If you intend to be a sponsor, get a hold of Linda.
Right. Get a hold of me. Get a hold of Susan. We can do it.
Okay.
Would love to do it.
And you can do it too. Form a team and be part of this year's Relay for Life event. Again, Relay for Life coming up Saturday, the 18th of May. It'll be at the Johnstone Park Pavilion. And you will be one of the people that you can say, I helped find a cure for cancer. That is our Community Connection on 1400 K1 and our Community Connection brought to you this morning by Advanced Orthopedics and by Tallgrass Motors. News on the way from the Oklahoma News Network coming up a little later on this morning on AM 1400, 93.3 FM K1. Good morning. It is 8:54.
Missed consumer calls? Catch the archived week of shows at